You know, you have to. You know, that's part of the job. You can't allow yourself to dwell on the past. And we have to continue to move forward. Again, you know, what happened in the past, we can't do nothing about. We can't change that. But we could change what – we could make sure that what goes from today on is the things we can fix and move forward and make it a positive.
But without those things changing, you know, the schematic's not going to change a whole lot. It's just – is it seriously just execution, or do you want to have some sort of jolt?
We definitely want to jolt, but that's going to come with making sure that everybody's on top of their game, making sure each individual is on top of their assignments, you know, individually, technique-wise, making sure that we hold each other accountable, make sure that, you know, I understand you're all the media and all that, but not allow ourselves to focus on what people are saying, you know, about us or how we're not doing good or we're not good, but because we truly don't believe that deep down inside. We've put the work in together, and we know what we're capable of. It's just that we have to come together and do it. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to do so, you know, regardless of what things might happen in games or whatever. But, you know, we know we're a better team. We know we're good and what we're capable of doing. It's just we have to put it out there on Sunday.
Manny Golden kind of pointed to himself and said, I took some plays off. I didn't maybe he didn't use the terms took some plays off, but maybe didn't always give maximum effort and have the fire that he wanted late in that game. You guys sit down and look at that film. How humbling is it? And how tough is it, too, when you say we're all together, but then you see some of your teammates doing that? And I'm sure that he wasn't the only one, that there were several instances of that.
Yeah, you know, it's just some things that you have to work on. You know, make sure we talk to each other and make sure we do hold each other accountable on those type of things. You know, I didn't notice that, you know, until it was said. You know, so because there's so much thing that's going on, you know, within the game and all stuff, you don't see that type of stuff. But, you know, but that's where I think we have a strong group in this locker room where we do have the leaders that are strong enough to be able to step up and say, hey, we need to band together, you know, and get this fixed. So and I think that's where we're at right now.
I know past years there have been like leadership councils and whatnot that have kind of come together, talked to coach, talked among themselves, talked to each unit.
Right.
Is it that time yet?
It's been like that since week one, you know, since Coach Caldwell has appointed those leaders. And I think we've done a pretty good job as far as coming together and making sure, you know, speaking our mind on the things that we need to get fixed and all that. And, you know, and again, you know, there's certain things that have happened that, you know, that people might think that we're not doing anything about it, but we are, you know. It's just that just because y'all don't see it, you know, from the outside in, you know, it doesn't mean it's not happening. It's just, you know, sometimes when something goes wrong within a business, you know, not everybody only sees what's from the outside, not from what's happening from within. And I strongly believe that we have the leaders in the building and the coaches that are going to stand, you know, not going to stand for that just to let it happen over and over and over, you know. But the thing is, we have to make sure as players, because we're the ones that are on the field, that it gets fixed. It's definitely not on him. If anything, I put it on as far as the offensive line, because I feel like it's our responsibility to protect him regardless of what the situation is, whether it's running protecting the running back when we run the ball or when we pass it. You know, if we have to hold it for 3 seconds, it's 3 seconds. If we have to hold it for 6-7 seconds, we have to do it. You know, that's our job up front. And, you know, sometimes we've allowed him to get hit. That's on us. We have to allow him to feel comfortable back there and feel protected that he could go through all his reads and get the job done the way he should. And that falls on us. And especially me, as being the oldest in the O-line room, I'll take that, you know, on my shoulders, because I feel that's my responsibility to be able to set the foundation for that.
Were you surprised when you got
Roche? You know, that was the coach's decision.
Yeah.
You know, I can't speak on that. You know, shoot, they could have benched me, you know, for things that I've done and all that stuff. But, hey, you just got to make sure you play the next play and move on from there.
Does that do anything positive for guys, though, in terms of accountability?
Well, yeah. I take it to heart because I feel responsible for that, you know, because it's our job to make sure that he feels comfortable back there and not feel rushed. Take his time, you know, and get the ball where it should be. And I put that on myself, you know, not being able to do that for him.